Gates, brother and sister. St Kilda Road, George's Terrace, Melbourne, Australia. December 23rd, 1892. Dear brother and sister, I am happy to report that I am improving in health. The great restorer is working in my behalf, and I am being restored. My heart is filled with gratitude to God that I can again labour in his cause, as you will see by the letter I send, as in the form of a diary. I felt very sad to hear of your failing health. Oh, how I want to hear often in regard to your present state. I hope you will be very prudent. Our fears are not that you will not do enough, but that you will do in your longing desire to do, when there is so much to be done. You will not rest and do all you possibly can to become strong. Jesus loves you. He lives to make intercession for you. The frail instrument is nothing, but the Lord has honored him to do a special part in cooperating with him in his work of saving his individual soul and saving many other souls to Jesus Christ. All human efforts united with human efforts, the apostolic authority, the deep learning of Paul united with his zeal and earnest energy, the stirring eloquence and skillful logic of Apollos, could not convert one soul to Jesus Christ. The grace and power of the Lord Jesus Christ is back of the instrument, cooperating with the human agent, giving divine efficiency. We are laborers together with God. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God that worketh in you to do of his good pleasure. Man works out that which the Holy Spirit works in. This is a cooperation of divine energy and human endeavor in every work done in the service of God. I am glad we have a mighty helper. Cast all your care upon him, for he careth for you. He has graven you upon the palms of his hands. Rest in the Lord. Throw off all care, every worriment, every perplexity. I sometimes begin to worry and wish you were here when we could look after you and advise and counsel with you. But I dare not cherish these thoughts, because I know that you are in the care of one who careth for you. He loveth thee better than I can possibly love. He can comfort you both with his grace and with his presence. All sufficiency is in him. He puts every tear in his bottle. He plans thine course in love. Your present, your future, and eternal interest could not be in better keeping than in thine hands, O God. Sometimes we expect the blessings in our way, but our Heavenly Father chooses to bestow his blessings in his way. His promises are sure. His word never falls to the ground. How faithful has he been in every age! What was the great and mighty subject which, after his ascension, brought 3,000 souls to repentance? It was the Spirit's unfolding of Jesus, glorifying him before eyes that heretofore saw no beauty, nothing in him, that they should desire him. That wondrous sermon, preached with such tremendous effect in the demonstration of the Spirit and with power, converted 3,000 souls in one day. Then was Jesus lifted up. Him hath God exalted to be a prince and a saviour, to give repentance to his people and forgiveness of sins. The Lord Jesus stands at the helm. Be of good courage. All these glorious inner beauties of Christ's work and of Christ's character are not discerned with natural eyes. It is the Spirit that quickeneth. Lift up Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God, who taketh away the sins of the world.